Yesterday, Manchester got the bad news it had been expecting. It won't be getting a super casino. The Culture Secretary, Andy Burnham, announced he is abandoning a plan to regenerate a deprived area of the city by opening a vast destination casino.
Regional casinos are likely to have no or only marginal net benefits compared with other means of economic and social regeneration. In the light of this and the evidence about the uncertain levels of risk, I do not intend to authorise a regional casino.
The Guardian's Polly Toynbee, for one, is relieved.
I'm glad we're abandoning the biggest of them, which would have been a huge Las Vegas-style casino, because all of the evidence is that these places draw in people and mostly the most vulnerable, and that people with the least money end up gambling most. Casinos sound like glamorous kind of James Bond sort of places, but they're not at all. They make their money entirely out of the slot machines. And everybody, if you haven't been there, has seen the pictures of people in Las Vegas sitting for hour after hour pouring their money into these slot machines. It's really addictive. 12 pulls a minute. You can lose a lot of money quite fast. And it is a very, very compulsive, habit-forming kind of gambling. So the tables and the roulette and all that sort of chic stuff is really just for show. The real hard cash and all of the negotiations about casinos have been how many, how high-value slots can we put into how small a space.
But really, we are talking about adults here. We're talking about over-18s who are making the decision to gamble. After all, we have a state-sponsored gambling in the form of the lottery already, albeit a lot of that money goes to charity. But who are we to tell people that they don't have the right to go into places like big casinos and gamble if they wish to?
Well, I wouldn't want to see it banned. I mean, I don't think banning things is a very good idea. But there is a sort of happy medium where you don't ban it, but you've got to be pretty determined to go out and look for bad stuff if that's what you really want as a grown-up. If you want really hardcore pornography, I think you should be allowed to have it, but I don't think it should be thrust in the face of everybody and every newsagent. And gambling's rather like that. If you have, you know, a casino in every neighbourhood, which is more or less what Tony Blair started out wanting to do, he said he didn't see why there should be any limit either to the size or the number of casinos. It becomes part of an accepted way of life. It becomes something that looks as if it's an acceptable, okay thing to do. And actually, it's not.
Now, these casinos were partly really a tax-raising measure, weren't they, to try and bring in more money for the treasury. And they were also intended to regenerate inner cities. The idea was that they would be sited in poorer areas and those would provide jobs and stimulus the economy and so on. Now they're not going ahead. What has Gordon Brown got up his sleeve, if anything, to try and pull up these inner-city areas that are so hard to bring up?
Well, 16 of these casinos are going ahead, and I think they'll do a huge amount of harm. I don't know how much regeneration, possibly not that many jobs, you know, a few security guards, a few catering jobs, a few sort of humble jobs of one kind or other, but not very many, and I don't think that's going to look like regeneration.
And online gambling, of course, in the last few years has been something that you can do just by going onto a computer, deploying your credit card, much easier than having to even go into one of these new casinos. You'd like to see restrictions on that too, which I think the Americans are experimenting with.
In the beginning, I think what really got the government going on saying, right, we're going to have more casinos here, was that they were sold the line by the casino operators in America and here, that the Treasury would lose all its revenue to online gambling that would be sourced outside the country. And as a result, they said, right, we've got to try and keep gambling here. The Treasury doesn't get a huge amount of money. It gets over $1 billion a year, but not a vast fortune out of gambling. So it seems a very large sledgehammer to crack a nut.